This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira are co-chairing the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Ahead of the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar said he is looking forward to productive discussions. Both ministers will discuss ways to advance key G20 outcomes from last year's summit under India's presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place on November the 18th and 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. India and Brazil share a multifaceted relationship rooted in shared values. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, Foreign Minister Vieira's visit provides an opportunity to further strengthen the strategic partnership established in 2006 and explore new avenues of cooperation in bilateral, regional and multilateral arenas across diverse sectors. The first meeting of the National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals is scheduled to be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be chaired by the Cabinet Secretary and the members include Union Home Secretary, Chairperson, National Medical Commission, Surgeon Vice Admiral R. Sarin, Director AIIMS Dr. M. Srinivas and former Professor at the Department of Neurology AIIMS Dr. Padma Srivastava. In Kolkata, student groups are set to hold Navanno Abhiyan rally today. Despite the Bengal police denying permission, the student organization Poshchimbongo Chhatra Samaj and the Shongrami Jutho Mancho have announced that they will hold their rally demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the arrest of those involved in the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital. The West Bengal police have claimed that they have received credible intelligence, suggesting attempts would be made by miscreants to mix among the protesters and incite violence and chaos during the rally. The state government has already imposed prohibitory orders near Navanno under Section 163 of BNSS, preventing the assembly of five or more persons. Kolkata police has deployed over 6,000 personnel on the city streets, kept water cannons ready and set up at least 19 barricade points. Around 26 deputy commissioners of police have been stationed at various points. Many educational institutions have opted for online classes or declared a holiday for the day. Governor C.V. Ananda Bose urged the state government to avoid using force to suppress the rally and instead advocating for the students' right to protest. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. Scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August the 30th. In the first phase, voting will be held on the 18th of next month in 24 assembly seats spread over 6 districts. Voting for the next 2 phases will be held on September the 25th and October the 1st. The results of all phases of the elections will be announced on October the 4th. Of the 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. The Indian Navy has said it is working with the Maharashtra government and concerned specialists to immediately investigate the cause of the collapse of the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj statue at Sindhudurg Fort yesterday. The Navy said in a statement that it has deputed a team to investigate the accident and to initiate steps to reinstate the statue at the earliest. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in South Gujarat, Saurashtra and Kutch today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also predicted in some places of North Gujarat and South Rajasthan today. Heavy rainfall at isolated places over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar may also occur till tomorrow. Trade in Indian benchmark equity indices kicked off on a positive note, but the momentum was lost due to profit booking amid weak global trends. The 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 118 points to 81,816 points this morning, while the NSE Nifty went up by 27 points to 25,038. But they were trading almost flat in the forenoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.